On Wednesday, a coalition of immigration activists joined together for a three-week national faith fast for freedom. I'm joined now by one of the leaders, Padre Vital Rivas of Hyattsville, Maryland.
Claro que sí, estamos muy impresionados con la respuesta que se dio el día de ayer y llenos de gozo de ver al mismo tiempo el espíritu de los ayunantes y las personas que han venido a acompañarnos.
Yes, that's true, and we're really impressed of the spirit of all the fasters and also of all the community that has gathered here in this church in order to give us support.
Padre Vidal, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Gracias a usted por invitarme y hacerme parte de la radio y de todos los que escucharán este maravilloso programa.
Thank you for inviting me to this fabulous program, and thank you all of you that are listening to this fabulous program.
Why a fast? Why did this seem like the right tactic to raise up this urgent cause?
En primer lugar, el ayuno es saludable, es con espíritu religioso, es crítico y es profético. Sabemos que el presidente y que la mayoría de los congresistas y senadores son personas creyentes de fe, y un ayuno de oración es para despertar sensibilidad y conciencia de que se abra un camino a la legalización en este momento.
Yes, first of all, a fast is healthy, it's also very religious, and we know that is also critic and prophetic. We are informed that the President of the United States and also members of Congress and senators, they are all also believers. So we think that this is a great way to let them know what we need and why this is urgent.
Además, sabemos que el señor presidente, el día que él tomó posesión, fue a la iglesia San Mateo, a la Catedral de Washington, como un creyente católico. Y queremos hacerle conciencia lo que dice Isaías 58, que el ayuno es romper las cadenas para que los inmigrantes caminen en libertad siendo legalizados.
And we also know that when Mr. President, Mr. Biden, got into office, he went to Washington Cathedral, St. Matthew's, and we know that he is a believer. And because of that, we want him to understand exactly what Isaiah 58 means for us and for immigrants. And it is release them from the chains.
What are the specific goals of the Fast for Freedom?
La meta principal es que nuestros hermanos inmigrantes, sin importar el origen, sean incluidos en el camino a la ciudadanía, que sean incluidos en este paquete que viene este año, porque sabemos que si el gobierno no incluye o no hace nada en este año, difícilmente el próximo año en las elecciones estarán incluidos en política y no harán nada. Sabemos que este momento es el momento crucial y preciso y justo para nosotros.
So what we're looking for is that every single immigrant, no matter his origin, should have a path to citizenship. And in order to get this, what we're trying to do is to put pressure on the Congress so they can include the immigration reform in the package that is being discussed right now in the Congress. We believe that the moment is now, next year. It's going to be an election year, so we know they were not going to be paying attention to these issues.
Y a mí me encanta una reflexión que yo estaba haciendo. Siempre en todo país o en toda competencia, cuando alguien es un héroe o gana la competencia, se le premia con un trofeo o una medalla de oro. En este país, a los inmigrantes se les ha dado el título de esenciales, pero lo único que hemos logrado es que muchos inmigrantes mueran por la pandemia hoy es el momento que el gobierno pueda reconocerlos legalizándolos por justicia y por derecho.
And a reflection is that I have made is in a country a hero or a very well-known athlete, they receive like recognition, and it is usually like a gold medal. Now, the immigrants had been called essential workers, and the immigrants had made a great deal of work for this country and to keep the economy running. So what we think now that the right way to recognize the efforts that they have made is to guarantee them that they can have this path to citizenship. It's time, and it is now.
4 months into the Biden administration, do you think more should have already been done?
Claro que sí. Él está al alcance porque todavía tiene el Congreso y parte del Senado. Pero yo creo que se ha quedado solamente en pequeños matices y las promesas de todo el tiempo de campaña debe cumplirse porque hay que hacer honor a la palabra y él no puede ser uno más de la lista de los que mienten para llegar a la presidencia.
Absolutely, yes. He has control of the Congress, of the House, and also control of the Senate, almost control of the Senate. So he has to fulfill his promises. What he promised during the campaign, he has to honor that word and not be another politician that lies only to get votes.
Please talk about the effect this delay is having on millions of families in this country right now.
Pues es un efecto negativo. Las personas se encuentran en un limbo. Muchos hermanos inmigrantes se sienten sin paz. No tienen conciliación en el sueño, sobre todo los hermanos de DACA, del TPS, los trabajadores agrícolas y muchos que no tienen documentos viven en una zozobra porque no saben en qué momento los puede detener la migración o por un accidente de tránsito, pararlos la policía y después entregarlos a la migra. Eso es triste mientras los inmigrantes están trabajando y abonando a esta gran nación, que sabemos que es un gran país fuerte y formado por inmigrantes. Los inmigrantes que han llegado hoy no son bien recibidos ni bien vistos. Y es importante que el país vaya a su historia, a su esencia, para nuevamente seguir siendo esa gran nación.
What I can say is that this puts a lot of pressure on all the immigrants, the undocumented ones, especially the ones that have DACA, TPS, or the farmers, because they are doing a great deal in order to help this country. This is a country that was built based on immigration, and this new immigration that's getting to this wonderful and great nation is not being well received. So they always live in fear. They even are afraid of driving. You can have a car accident, and that is going to put you in a situation where the police probably is going to send you afterwards to immigration, and they live in fear all the time. So it's time to change that and to honor the way this great nation was built based on immigration.
What are the groups that put together this fast and the entire campaign?
En primer lugar, Fe y Acción es el líder. Tenemos sindicatos, tenemos como organizaciones como Casa de Maryland y We Are Home y otras más, y personas individuales. Lo importante es de esta acción que es interreligiosa. Personas de todas las religiones estamos incluidos y de todo el área cristiana sin importar denominación, porque lo que importa es primero que somos humanos, antes de formar parte de cualquier religión. El humanismo está sobre todo.
I will mention especially the leader in this action is Faith in Action. Also, we have other organizations like Casa in Maryland, and we have La Red, we have Affirmative Action. We have a lot of organizations that are working together. This is an interfaith work. So we are from every single denomination. We have Christians, we have Jews, we have Muslims. Everybody is involved in this effort because we are all humans and we're fighting for a human right. And that's what we're trying to accomplish here.
How can our listeners find out more about the Faith Fast for Freedom?
Pueden hacerlo buscando en el www.feenaction. Ahí en la página pueden encontrar toda la información de lo que está sucediendo, de la red, network, CAN. Lo importante es, pero con solo ir a Fe e Acción, puede encontrar toda la información de lo que está sucediendo.
So the best way to do so is to go to the website of Faith in Action, or you can go also to La Red Network, but specifically the best way to go is to Faith in Action, and you can find out what you can do in your own community, what you can do in your own state, because this is not only in D.C., it's being replicated in different states.
Padre Vidal Rivas, what would you like everybody listening right now to do to help pressure our lawmakers for real change?
En realidad, que cada uno de los ciudadanos que pueden votar como aquellos que no pueden votar, que llamen a sus delegados, a sus senadores, y que llamen incluso si tienen la facilidad de hacerlo al Congreso, o al Senado, o a la Casa Blanca. Y luego que en la misma sociedad civil, en su entorno, hagan conciencia de la importancia de los inmigrantes y de la legalización. El otro elemento, que también si son personas de fe, puedan orar por todos los inmigrantes y para que el gobierno se sensibilice y para aquellos que están hoy en ayuno, tengamos la fortaleza de seguir haciéndolo y tener esa conciencia. Ustedes pueden hacerlo tomando un tiempo, parte de su tiempo del día, y para que todo esto sea fructífero y logremos el objetivo que buscamos.
Voters or not voters, I want you to do is to call your congressman, call your senator, call every single person that is related with a public office in your area and let them know about what we're doing and why we're doing it and that this is urgent, that we need this change. Also, talk in your community, let everybody know what is going on and why. And also pray for us, the ones that are right now fasting, and also pray to be able to make the government to take a different path and also to accept that this change is urgent and it is now that it needs to be made.
Y como el programa se va a transmitir este sábado y domingo, todavía es posible que puedan venir a ayunar aquellos que puedan, ya que son 3 semanas, pueden buscar Fe a Acción y registrarse y venir a sumarse al grupo de los ayunantes.
Also, because this program is going to be aired Saturday and Sunday, there's still time that you can go to Faith in Action webpage and register to see if you want to join us here fasting or fasting in your area, or just being a volunteer helping the ones that are fasting everywhere in the country.
Padre Vidal Rivas serves the Episcopalian Catholic Church in the San Mateo Parish, Hyattsville, Maryland. He is a leader in the Faith Fast for Freedom campaign, which started nationwide on Wednesday, June 9th.
Sí. Claro que sí, originario de El Salvador para servirles.
Yes, and I'm here to serve you in the best way I can. I'm originally from El Salvador.
Padre Vidal, blessings on you and all who are working with you on what you're doing in this very important campaign. Thank you very much for being with us today on State of Belief Radio.
Gracias a usted en primer lugar por invitarse y tomarse ese tiempo y por hacer conciencia. Gracias a todos los que van a escuchar el programa y que Dios les bendiga y siempre tengan lo justo y lo necesario. Y gracias por amarnos.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity and to taking your time in order to interview me. Also, I want to thank everyone that is listening to this program. I want to give you my blessings also, and thank you for all the support that I'm sure that we're going to receive from your listeners.
Great to be with you.
De la misma manera, que Dios les bendiga.
It's a pleasure for me also. God bless you.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Your donations help keep us on the air. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift as we celebrate 15 years of continuous broadcasting. Information on how to donate is available at stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. Stay up to date by subscribing to the free weekly State of Belief podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform, and take a moment to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Be a part of the conversation. Social media helps connect like-minded people in conversation and company. I'd ask you to share State of Belief with just one person this week, one person for whom you think this might be helpful. Our producer is Ray Kirstein. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.
The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was.